Annie McMullen, an organizer for the garden, said it's located east of Heber.
For people who are familiar with the valley, it's above the cemetery and a little east and north.
Okay, and it's on property that was what, donated by Heber City?
Yes, Heber City donates the property, and they've provided the water hookup, so we just put the labor in and built a beautiful garden.
McMullen said they've created 16 plots out of an area that was a plowed pasture. A couple of years ago, they got the support of city council to make it a garden. Each user pays a fee for a plot.
And we have two different size boxes. 12 by 24 feet is $40 for the year, and then a 12 by 12 foot plot is $25 for the year. And that includes a water hookup. We're still developing the garden, so you have a water hookup, but there's not a drip system, so you're responsible for, you know, doing your own watering and weeding. But you'll have some spaces available. We're getting pretty full, though. I'm pleasantly surprised at how many people have stepped up this year, because last year we only had 6 spaces, and this year we have 16 and room to grow. So I believe all the large ones are, we had 6 that were the larger ones, and I believe they're all taken, but we have the medium-sized box still available.
The garden has received some help from the Boy Scouts and from the state.
This year, I believe that we're getting a fence from the Division of Wildlife Resources is helping us fence it in, because, you know, we're up there and on that east side, and deer kind of migrate through that area. And so we're expecting that fence to go in end of June, beginning of July, and it will actually fence an entire 80 by 90 foot area. That was kind of a great thing, how we were able to expand the garden last year. I had a couple scouts come to me looking for projects, and so we helped them get timber, and they built boxes and set boxes and built some benches, and so they earned Eagle Scout badges. And I've got a couple more projects. If there's kids out there looking for an Eagle Scout project, we have a good community garden.
Annie McMullen for the Heber Valley Community Garden. For more information, you can call her at 435-901-1974. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.